Good evening. Got some unusual things for us to do this morning, but this evening, but first of all, I want you to smile. I want to see a smile on everybody. I'm going to look over to have some smile right now, please. We're not taking a picture, but I want you to smile. Well, I guess that's a smile. All right, let's try something different. Let's have a laugh out loud. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Come on, laugh a little bit. All right, thank you. That'll be the last time you'll laugh tonight. No. Miss Betty, you didn't know I was speaking tonight, I guess, because you're here. So this could be your night. No. I found a church that had an interesting slogan, and I read it to my Bible study group the other day, and I want to read it to you tonight. This is that church's slogan, their church in Kansas. Wake up, sing up, preach up, pray up, stay up, pay up, but never give up, or back up, or shut up until the cause of Christ in the church and in this world is built up. A lot of good thoughts there when you go back and look at it. Tonight we're going to test your knowledge a little bit, and then we're going to get to a point. There is a point to all this tonight. But I'm going to ask you some questions. Some of them are going to be hymn questions, not H-I-M, but H-Y-M-N. And some of them are going to be Bible questions. So you just answer. If you know the answer and nobody seems to know it, you're welcome to raise your hand. Otherwise, just speak out the answer if you know it. Now, I'm going to start, and this is just a little phrase. This is just a little phrase out of a hymn. I want you to tell me what the hymn is. It doesn't matter if 10 people say it at once. I was thinking. But what was the song? Love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. And then it gets to the chorus that says, love lifted me. Has that done that for you? Have you been lifted up by love? Whose love are we talking about? God's love. That's right. God's love comes down to us, and then it goes through us, and we pass that love along. All right? Here's another one. This I know. Jesus loves me. Yeah, I knew you were going to get that one. Jesus loves me. This I know. And the question is, do you? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Sometimes we get down and out and we don't act like or don't function like Jesus loves us. But he does. We talked about something in Bible study the other day, and that was that Jesus is always with us. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, no matter how hard things get, Jesus is always with us. Now, don't get up out of your seat for this one. But what is the saying that is on the table? On the bottom of the table over here by the door. We'll see how alert you've been coming and going in the door. Anybody know? It's a Bible verse. And the first word is love. I am mumbling, but I don't hear anybody coming. There it is. Love one another. It's easy to love self, you know. We love ourselves. And there are some people we think are easy to love and some are hard to love. But God's not that picky, you see. And we are to love one another. Do you do that? Does this church do that? Yes, no doubt. Okay, let me give you another one here. This is off of a hymn. He loved me ere I knew him. Somebody got it?
Victory in Jesus.
Victory in Jesus. Jesus, I can't talk. Okay, let me read you the last part of that verse. I'm sorry, of the chorus. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. Is your love due to Jesus? But that's not the real question. The real question is, are you giving your love to Jesus? And then there's another question to go with that. Are you giving all of your love to Jesus? Are you just kind of a, I'll get what I get out of it. Ever how good Jesus is to me, I'll be good to him. We treat people that way sometimes. But I don't think we treat Jesus that way. Question about the Bible. What is the love chapter? Good, you all know that one, okay. Another Bible question. What do we call 1 Corinthians 13? Just wanted to make sure you were still with me because I thought you might stray away from question to question. Okay. Would somebody look that up, please? We won't read it yet, but we will in a little while. Now, this one you can look up and find the answer, or if you know the answer. John 13:35. John 13:35. Now don't look in the hymn book, because it's not in the hymn book. 13:35. No, it may be, but that's not it. You got to tell me what it says. No, but you are right. That's the shortest. That's not it. Okay? Anybody read it? Tell me.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another.
Okay. Where did you hear that? Love one another. Where did you hear that? You just heard it here just 5-10 minutes ago when we took the love one another over here. That's one sometimes it's hard for people to get that, to love each other. Do you find yourself picking out people to love and not to love, or maybe not to love quite as much? Here's another one from hymns. In all the world around me.
He lives.
Who said it? Somebody, okay. That's cheating. You're not supposed to be eligible for this. No, that's fine. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And we've got the part of that on the third verse that says, none other is so loving, so good and kind. Do you know of anybody anywhere that is as loving and good as Jesus? And you know what? He's loving and good right here in this church, but he's loving and good when you go home tonight. And he'll be loving and good at the grocery store or any place else you go. He's loving and good. That loving ought to carry over to us, and I hope it does. Another verse from a hymn. I got to read my writing. And with the sunlight of his love, there you go. Sunlight. Sunlight in my soul today. And the verse, the part of it I was looking up was, and in the sunlight of his love. Love, you can't think of love as dark, can you? It's bright, it's light, it's God. It's happy, it's joyous. Another one. Where the dearest and the best. Oh, you ought to know this. There you go, the old rugged cross. And And there's a little phrase in there that I had marked that says, and I love that old cross. Why do we love the cross? That doesn't seem like something we ought to be loving. Because it's where Jesus died. Who did he die for? Did he die for the people at Lock Haven? Yes. Just Lock Haven? Right. He died for all of us. To do what?
Save us.
Save us from our sin. Right. He died for our sins. We know that, but sometimes it's good for us to say it. Here's another one. Can't read my own writing. Oh, what compassion. Oh, boundless love.
When I see the blood.
There it is, when I see the blood. Yeah. The blood that was shed for you. When I see the blood. And the phrase I marked in that one was, I'll have to find it myself. Oh, what compassion. Oh, boundless love. Who has compassion on you?
Jesus.
That's right. And what is boundless love?
Everlasting love.
Everlasting love, it's that. What else?
Infinite.
Yeah, on and on and on and on. There are no limits to God's love. We kind of put limits on love. Well, I'll love you if you do this for me or if you behave yourself. See, with God, there are no limits. He loves you enough that he would give his son for you. Another phrase from a hymn. Because he first loved me. Somebody said it. Yeah, the music people are kind of picking up on some of these. I should have thought about that. Oh, how I love Jesus. You know, I always said they needed to change that maybe because there's some people that need to sing, oh, do I love Jesus? Or some of them say it, oh, how I love Jesus. You know, it ought to be, oh, how I love Jesus. You love Jesus? You hear preachers talk about, we've heard ours talk about, sometimes on Sunday morning you get up and say, oh, it's morning. Instead of saying, oh, it's Sunday morning. Because God made it. And God gave you another day. Every time you go, I know I've said this lots of times. Every time you go, you just got a gift from God. Because you've got another second of life. And we need to be aware of that. We take every day for granted. Oh, we got another day. We don't know that we'll finish out this day. I love to tell how he lifted me.
Save, save.
Save, save. I thought nobody did that, but should have known y'all would, okay? Proverbs 10:12. Proverbs 10:12. So who finds it first? Say it if you found it.
Love covers all sins.
Okay, now let's think about that a minute. That's a lot of sins, isn't it? That's a lot of sins. The whole world and all its sin. And love covers it. Whose love? Oh, we say that so gingerly. Whose love?
Jesus.
Jesus, God's love. Speak up. Don't be embarrassed in our Lord. Speak up and tell him. I've told you before, I got on my Sunday school class back in Tennessee one time. I asked a question, and the answer was Jesus. And I couldn't even tell what it was. Jesus. When we say Jesus, we ought to be so proud of Jesus, but it's Jesus. Proverbs 17:17.
A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
All right, the first part of that I'm wanting. What was it? Read the first part of it again. A friend.
A friend loveth at all times.
Yeah. You don't pick and choose. Well, you were nice to me today, so I love you today, but tomorrow I won't. If it's true love, it comes from God, and then it goes through us, and then it goes from us to somebody else. If you convey your love to other people, I hope you do. God's love. 1 John 4:8. 1 John 4:8. God is what?
Love.
Love. Isn't that wonderful? That's just wonderful. That'll give you a chill. Goosebumps or something. God is love. And who does he love?
Us.
Even when we frown. Even when we're mad about something. Or even when everything's going good. God loves us. Sometimes we need to remember that. We're quick to ask the question, why, Lord? Why does this happen to me, or why does that happen? But you see, we are also quick to forget that he still loves us. And he's still right there beside us, even in the darkest moment. 1 John 4:19.
He first loved us.
Yeah. Would any of you consider yourself a rascal? Well, you probably were in your younger days. Sure, I'm sure. Sue's still a rascal. See, even at that, God loves us. No matter what we do, no matter how we act, God still loves us. He's not picking and choosing. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. That ought to give you some more goosebumps on your goosebumps. And he loves us no matter what. Put too many things around, I can't find them. This is a song that's in our hymnal, The Love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. The love of God is so great, we can't even describe it. It goes beyond the highest star, and it reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. I'm not going to read all through it because I want to get the last verse. Now, for you that haven't ever paid attention to it, in the last verse, the sky is like the parchment where we're writing this about God. Listen to it. Could we with ink the ocean fill? The ocean is the ink. Were the skies of parchment made, paper made? If we could get the ink from the ocean, parchment being the sky, how big they are. Were every stalk on earth a quill? You wouldn't have to look for a pen, but every stalk was a quill. And every man a scribe by trade. There'd be an infinite number of people to write about God and about his love. To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. An ocean full of ink would go dry because God's love is so great. We couldn't even describe it. Nor could the scroll contain the whole. The sky wouldn't be big enough to write it all on them. How big and how wonderful God is. Though it stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure. How measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure. Did you hear that? Evermore. How long is evermore? Is that a week? That's far. saints and angels sing. You see, we can't even describe the love of God. It's so great. And all of these questions I ask you tonight were centered around what?
Love.
Whose love?
Love.
Because that is so important. Because God's going to walk with you when you leave this place tonight, when you go home, when you go to bed, when you get up tomorrow, you go to work. God's with you and God loves you. And we need to remember that. And it's all around us. It's even in our songs here on Sunday morning or Wednesday night when we sing it. You see, it tells us about God's love. Sometimes we forget to remind each other that we're not just singing those songs because, well, Baptists do that. We're singing those songs in praise. And we're saying things to God about how much we love Him, how important He is to us. Just one more thing here. I hear somebody breathe a sigh of relief. He's almost through. I think I'll start all over again. Oh, I won't. Listen to the word of this song. Some of you may know the song, but love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. Once you learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language, perfectly spoken. And whose love is that? The love of God. I know I didn't give you anything new to think about tonight, but I hope I got you to think about God's love. It is so great. You know. And God's going to be with us in everything we do and everywhere we go. Wherever you go tomorrow, God's going to be right there beside you. You want to come watch them tear down the building over here and think about all the good memories you have. But you see, it's sad the building's going, but we're moving forward, you see. And that's great. And God still loves us. Oh, love of God, how rich, how pure. Let's bow for prayer. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your son to die for us because you love us. Thank you for the love that you've given us, Lord. Help us to take that love, each one of us, and spread that love to somebody else. Lord, help us to tell people we love them. We love them with the love of God. Help the world to hear that Lock Haven Church loves them with the love of God. Help those that are sick, Lord, hear us say we love them. We love you with the love of God. We're praying for you. Help us to say to the ones that are hurting, we love you. We love you with the love of God. Because God loves us. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being right here in this place with us tonight, Lord. And we say to you, we love you, Lord, so much. For it's in your name I pray. Lord, I love you so much. Amen. I usually always give you something at the end. And tonight, I'm giving you my love. Because Lock Haven, I love you. I love every one of you. I love what you've done in my life. And I thank you for your love, for God's love through you. You're dismissed.
Thank you.